Hachette Audio presents Blade of Dream, Book 2 of the Kithamar Trilogy, written by Daniel Abraham, read by Sean Rohan. Blade of Dream. In the course of a single life, a man can be many things. A beloved child in a brightly embroidered gown, a street tough with a band of knife men walking at his side, lover to a beautiful girl, husband to an honest woman, father to a child, grain sweeper in a brewery, widower, musician, and mendicant coughing his lungs up outside the city walls. The only thing they have in common is that they are the same man. These are the mysteries, and there is a beauty in them. In this way, Kithamar is a beautiful city. All through its streets, Kithamar shows the signs and remnants of the cities that the city has been. Walls that defended the border of a younger town stand a dumbfounded, useless guard between the noble compounds of Greenhill and the Fountain Square at Stonemarket. The great battlements of Oldgate glower out over the river, the arrow slits and murder holes used for candle niches now, and the enemy races who stormed or manned it sleep side by side in its armories because the rents are cheap. The sixth bridge, Caon, was the border between a great Haunch kingdom and a savage near-nomad Inlisk, to hear it one way, or the first place that the frightened, violent, sharp-faced Haunch had come from the west if you told the story from the other bank. Now the river is the heart of the city, dividing and uniting it. The ancient races killed one another and swore eternal hatred, only to bury their enmity and pretend to be a single people, citizens of one city. Kithamar had declared itself the subject of the one true God, or the three, or the numberless. For 300 years and longer, it has been a free city, independent and proud, and ruled by princes of its own rather than any distant king. Only today, its prince is dead. The reign of Burn Asal had been brief. Less than a year before, the streets had filled with revelers and wine, music and joy, and more than a little imprudent sex to celebrate the great man's coronation. The months between then and now were turbulent, marked by ill omens and violence, a winter of troubled sleep. Now, as the first light of the coming dawn touches the highest reaches of the palace tower...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?